The debate over capital punishment has moved into many state capitals following the massive death row commutations in Illinois earlier this month. This week, Maryland lifted its death penalty moratorium. Elsewhere, lawmakers have introduced a variety of death penalty bills. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
When former Illinois Governor George Ryan cleared out death row a few days before leaving office, he called the death penalty process arbitrary, capricious, and immoral. Whether or not state lawmakers across the country agree, there continues to be increased scrutiny of the death penalty. Amnesty International says, for example, bills outlawing the execution of individuals younger than 18 have been introduced in a number of states. Outright abolition bills are in the works in Arizona, Montana, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Nebraska, where it's proposed each session by State Senator Ernie Chambers.
As long as I have breath in this body and am a member of this legislature, I plan to offer that bill.
Bills banning the death penalty are not expected to go far, but William Schultz, Amnesty's executive director, says a number of states are interested in following the lead set by Illinois in 2000 and are considering a death penalty moratorium.
Even before Governor Ryan took his action several years ago, the legislatures in both Nebraska and New Hampshire, two states that no one could accuse of being excessively radical in their thinking, both voted to impose moratoria in those states. And though those actions were successfully vetoed by the then sitting governors, nonetheless, that indicates that this interest in moratoria goes far beyond just one state or two.
As it stands now, Illinois is the only state with a moratorium. The moratorium in Maryland was lifted, as the state's new governor had promised, when a judge agreed Wednesday to sign a death warrant, clearing the way for the first execution in Maryland in nearly 5 years. That action follows the recent release of a University of Maryland study, which found that defendants who kill whites are more likely to receive a death sentence in Maryland. Brian Frosch, the chairman of Maryland's State Senate Judiciary Committee, says some bills to be considered this session would toughen the death penalty despite the study.
I don't think it changed anybody's minds, but perhaps the sniper killings and the ending of the moratorium have fanned the flames of the debate. And certainly the commutation of the sentences in Illinois has drawn a sharp contrast to the situation in Maryland.
Even though the Washington area snipers killed people in Maryland, prosecutors sought to try the two men charged where there was no moratorium. While much of the conversation in recent months has focused on Maryland and Illinois, there have also been study commission reports released in Connecticut and Nevada that detailed death penalty disparities. Assemblywoman Sheila Leslie chaired the Nevada study panel.
One of the concerns of the study committee was that Nevada has more people on death row per capita than any other state in the nation.
And Leslie says it shocked the committee to find that none of the 85 people on Nevada's death row had been represented by a private attorney. The assemblywoman says it meant poor defendants in Nevada were much more likely to end up on death row. As the debate on legislative death penalty proposals gets underway, both opponents and supporters of capital punishment are claiming momentum. It's prompted Wisconsin Senator Alan Lassay to push for a return of the death penalty in a state where it's been banned for 150 years.
I've, for some reason, have been following the murder of children, and that basically is the legislation I have introduced, anyone murdering children under the age of 16. We've had several brutal murders of children over the last 20 years here in Wisconsin, and I can't think of any crime that's more despicable than that.
In Illinois, prosecutors continue to seek the death penalty. They also are attempting to overturn some of the commutations set in place by former Governor Ryan. And a bill setting parameters on the clemency process has been introduced. Death penalty opponents say they expect some backlash as a result of Ryan's actions. But Richard Dieter, head of the Death Penalty Information Center, says in the long run, he expects states will simply use the death penalty less.
You know, they're not going to have these innocent people walking off of death row, hopefully, in their state. They're not going to have tortured defendants confessing or sleeping lawyers or disbarred lawyers. I think across the board we're going to see a much more narrow and skeptical and cautious kinds of use of the death penalty.
And Dieter says that will occur because of what happened in Illinois. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.